If you'd like to follow along, may turn to James, the 5th chapter, 13 through 18 verses. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed honestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. The privilege and necessity of prayer. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Would you pray with me? Would you teach me how to pray? Those are two of the questions and comments that I get from youth at the facilities. One youth overhearing me talk with another youth about prayer came to me and asked, "What is prayer?" And I explained it to him. And then he wanted to know, "Would you teach me how to pray?" And we went through sessions. And then finally, he came to me one day and said, "I want you to read this prayer. I wrote it for my grandmother who passed away, and I did not get a chance to say goodbye to her, and I sent it to my aunt to read to my grandmother. For my grandmother." Prayer. The privilege and necessity of prayer. Now, what is it meant by a privilege of prayer and the necessity of prayer? Isn't there an overlap? Well, it could be. I'm offering privilege today as a special advantage or an advantage because of one's birth, one's social position, effort, or the like. One source talks about a long-standing application of privilege in terms of attorney-client, when one gets in trouble, to know that you have representation by an attorney appears, if you're in trouble, to be advantageous. Applying that theory to humankind and to those of us as believers and Christians, I think of in terms of representation as a Christian, as a believer, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We know that when there is trouble, as the saying goes, call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. There's a song that has those words, in fact. Moving on, prayer as a necessity. It is through prayer that God is given an invitation for intervention into man's affairs on this earth. And heaven knows today, I don't mean to sound gloom and doom, but heaven knows today we have so much on this earth to pray about. And I was delighted to hear you include the animals, the trees. We're all interrelated. And I think that's a part that we missed somewhere along the line, long time ago. Because I think our earth would be a bit more together if we had not missed that somewhere. The abuse of the earth, cutting down all of God's greenery. Getting back to the point about prayer. Prayer is why God himself advises that in times of trouble, we should call on him and he will answer. In Psalm 50, verse 15, we're told, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall be glorified. Now let's look at some evidence. We are now evidence-based. In fact, it was a delight to hear you, Andrea, this morning say that you had not seen the bulletin to know what the topic would be. And to me, that was evidence of God's representation, because here I am, prayer, and your theme was prayer. Evidence. Daniel knew the necessity of prayer, and he exercised it methodically. In this storyline, we see how prayer is one of the most important spiritual exercises for a believer. Now, why is it one of the most important spiritual exercises for a believer? Prayer is powerful because God commands us to do it. And it is a way of a daily communication with God. Think of Jesus, the Son of God and Lord. Jesus spent nights in prayer while he was on this earth. Nights. Let's look at Luke. Sixth chapter tells us, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. So Jesus prayed even before he selected his disciples. Pray without ceasing. Further evidence, even before the New Testament, there is evidence found in the Old Testament. Genesis, for example, has a great example for us. A servant by the name of Elijah. Abraham sent his oldest servant, Elijah, to find his son Isaac a wife. Elijah made prayer his priority to find his master servant a wife. And when he arrived at his destination, he started with prayer. He prayed for success because he wanted to honor the task given to him by his master, Abraham. Now, he didn't tell God what to do. He approached God first with the reason for his request. Abraham wanted a girl for his son that God would send. And God responded to the request. And after God responded to the request, Elijah's response was to bow down and worship the Lord. Genesis 24:27 tells us, he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his mercy and his truth toward my master. As for me being on the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And of course, beyond that, it didn't stop there. Elijah didn't forget that after prayer, there should be praise. He recognized God's answer even before the answer was complete. And he praised him right then and right there. He praised the God for answering his prayer request for his master. How many of us actually praise after we get the answer? After we get the answer, do we just go about having received the answer? Do we get it right? I am reminded of a song, and I know you know this song, and I grew up on it. What a friend we have in Jesus. And the words, not all of them. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything. Not some things, but everything. Jesus. Everything to God in prayer. That's a shout. Everything. Lord have mercy. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mercy. Paraphrasing the next stanza, we're told, we should never be discouraged from taking our temptations and trouble to the Lord in prayer. Never be discouraged, Jesus. A story that I'd like to share, a short story. We tend to be getting more mental health cases in the facility these days. Yet, many of those youngsters know about prayer and want prayer. A youngster asked me one day, "Why is it that God isn't answering my prayer? I've had a hard time." I pray in the morning, I pray at night, I pray. So why doesn't God answer? It's a hard question to tell a youth who has a mental health situation going on, who's had a hard time. And you know he has a hard time. Of course, later that youth came to me and said, "You know, I prayed. And now I have a date to go home." And he was thrilled. He was thrilled. He had prayed. Evidence for that youth. Evidence. So don't get discouraged, youngster. Don't get discouraged. I say that over and over. Don't get discouraged. God doesn't answer yesterday at all times. Sometimes we realize it right away. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we may need to go for years before it's answered. But it's hard to tell a youth that, for that youth to understand. A scholar by the name of Storm, as I close, informs us that many lose sight of the fact that God suspends great and glorious blessings on us asking for them. It goes on to say, we stand to lose if we choose not to pray. And of course, that evidence is there in James 4:2b. Tells us, you do not get because you do not ask. And we have to be specific when we ask. So to this end, I see the good news in terms of praying and asking and getting answers for what we pray, just as Elijah did. Good news is given to us in Luke as well as in some other scriptures. But in Luke, if you go to Luke 11, 9 through 10, and I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock. Knock, and the door will open to you. Because for everyone who asks, receives. And the one who seeks, find. And the one who knocks, it will be open. Don't get discouraged. I know I don't have to say that to everyone. It may be that I need to inform someone and just remind others. But let us remember, don't be discouraged. We have a lot to pray for, but don't be discouraged. There's evidence that God is always on the throne. He wants us to pray, and he does answer prayers. God bless you, First Baptist. It's good to be back with you. And may the blessings and God's grace continue to be with each of you. Blessings. Thank you.